Hello, everyone. Welcome to Cybersecurity Matters. My name is Christian Redshaw, and with me virtually is Mr. Dominic Vogel, my co-host. Dominic, who do we have as our guest on the show today?
Today we have the always smiling Raquel Boris. She is the Chief Excitement Officer of True to You Branding, and I love that title, Chief Excitement Officer. She has a lot of great positive energy and a lot of great insight in terms of how to build positive brands for organizations. So should be a pretty epic combo.
Very much looking forward to it. So we're going to bring Raquel on, and we will be right back.
Raquel, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to chat with Christian and I today. We're really looking forward to this conversation.
Thanks for having me.
I think I would like to ask the first question, which is that we'd like to get to know you, and we'd like our audience to get to know you. So please tell us your life story. What got you to this point where you're this social media, I know you might not accept the term expert, but this social media person that helps companies and people do what they need to do online.
Right. Well, I won't share my life story because we'll be here all day and all night.
We're okay with that. But take your time.
I will highlight a few things that have kind of led me to where I'm at today. So,
sounds good.
I got married young, started a family at a young age. So I was a stay-at-home mom for a good 9 years. And I got divorced at the age of 35. Now, I hadn't had a career because I had started young. And so I literally had to start from scratch at age 35. I was a yoga instructor, a cycle instructor at the time, worked the hostess job, worked as a receptionist, worked for a guy in his home. I mean, I did everything, right? I had to hustle. Well, at some point I realized I needed more consistency and needed the 9-to-5. I needed health insurance. And so I luckily had met someone where I had lived who was the COO for a builder. So he said, you know what? We have an opening as a receptionist. It's a good salary, you get benefits, but you can work your way up. And I worked my way up in the company. I ended up, when I left, I was the director of customer service. I actually created their customer service department because they didn't have one. So I learned a lot. And they sold the company, and I ended up over in the mortgage industry because I had a girlfriend of mine who was like, hey, come out to dinner with me and my bosses, not trying to recruit. Well, I ended up getting recruited that evening. And those guys ended up creating a job for me at the mortgage company because I thought, I have nothing to do with mortgage. They ended up having me be client relations manager for the loan officer at the time who did all the builder business. So being that I had builder experience, I was the one that was going out to the sales offices and reminding them that we were a preferred lender. And then from there, they asked me to create a Hispanic division because my mom's Mexican. I speak fluent Spanish. So being a Latina, the first time home buyers, it was growing in the Hispanic market. So I did that. Ended up at a different mortgage company doing business development for multicultural lending. Then they moved, and because I was in the process of all of that, I was on LinkedIn and I was creating, a presence on there. I was posting a lot. And so I was gaining traction. So by the time that folks moved into another company, they asked me to be their brand manager and their social media manager because they wanted to use my social media presence and my connections and my influence to help their brand. And then after a year of doing that, I gained even more of a social media presence because that was my job. And then people were asking me to help them. And so I decided, you know what? If I start my own business, then I can help anybody in any industry, anywhere in the world.
Well, we're going to ask you to help us today. We want you to help us today. And we want you to help our business audience today. Hopefully we can give them some real tangible value. I'm 100% confident.
Right. But it was a process.
We're getting you at a perfect time.
Yeah.
Yes.
One of the things that which I really like about you is you refer to yourself as a chief excitement officer, which yeah. I love that title, and you have that relentless positive nature and always smiling. How important is it from a brand perspective to make sure that there's sort of a positive connotation behind your brand, especially during tough times right now? You know, there's a lot of negative energy going around. What are things that businesses can do to make sure that they have a sort of a positive connotation around their brand?
Well, I think what happens too is a lot of people forget that there's someone on the other side of the camera, on the other side of the computer, right? I mean, I feel like there's a lot of, and I don't mean this in a derogatory sense, but I feel like there's a lot of lack of emotional intelligence when people get on social media and when they're branding. I am lucky where I have, my dad's a doctor. I love psychology. I love human psychology. I love all of that. So for me, I understand that what I put out there, people are receiving, they're accepting it. And so the last thing I want to do is have anyone feel negative about themselves or feel down. So when I, so for me, it's easy to put positivity out there, because I know that when I see other people that are positive and make me laugh, it makes me feel good. You know, it really can turn my frown upside down, if you will. And so I understand that. And so that's why for me, it's really easy to put that type of content out there, because it makes sense. But unfortunately, there's a lot of people that still don't get that. And so I think that's where a lot of brands or people kind of miss the boat a little bit, is that they forget that there's humans, people with feelings, emotions. People are connecting you via emotions, you know, through social media. That's why when you do videos, it's so important to be vulnerable, to be transparent, because you need to connect with that other person in some capacity. And no one's going to really connect with someone that's super fake and that's not being authentic and that's just putting something out there that, you know, is maybe for a sale or for a business, right? I mean, yeah, I think people tend to forget that.
Mm-hmm. And when we're talking about, you know, building a brand and sort of even like on platforms like LinkedIn by creating content, are there certain types of content which are more conducive to building a positive brand? Like, would that be video content, written content, you know, frequency, how consistent the companies post? What are sort of some tactics or tips that businesses can focus on, especially on platforms like LinkedIn, for developing a positive brand?
Well, I obviously you have to be really consistent with what you're putting out there. I think that's another thing that people don't realize, that they think that they can put, you know, one post a week and then they're going to be good. It's no, it's that consistency. And also, you know, you have to put out content that makes sense to your brand. You're adding value. You want people to listen to what you have to say, right? But I mean, the thing is, I believe that when it comes to a brand, people need to connect with somebody behind it. And so, you know, I think a lot of people are talking about how more and more companies are hiring brand ambassadors because they need, people want to see the face. They want to understand, you know, the personality behind the brand. So for instance, like Steve Jobs with Apple, and you have, you know, Richard Branson with, you know, his Virgin Atlantic, you know, I live in Virginia, so I've got Virginia on the brain. Virgin Atlantic. you know, you have all these large companies that still have a person behind that brand because they're the ones that are connecting, right? So, and also you want to make sure that that person's positive. I mean, I think obviously we all know Steve Jobs has gotten a lot of, you know, was getting a lot of backlash because he wasn't the nicest person, like, you know, on that video. But, that being said, you know, it's important to, yeah, your business, your brand, but there has to be some kind of, personality that goes with it. You have to humanize it in a way. And I believe that with everything that's going on right now with the pandemic, you're having to humanize it even more. I mean, look at us here, you know, Dominic, you're at home, you know, I'm here at home. We're having to kind of like figure this out. So just with us figuring this out, it's like, there's like a sense of vulnerability that comes with it, right? Because you are already apologizing in the beginning, like, this is not how we do it, because you already feel kind of guilty that it's not like perfect. and, you know, it setup has to be a certain way. It's like, no, it doesn't, right? And because already from the start, we're kind of feeling like, okay, we're just kind of figuring this out amongst ourselves. We already feel like this connection between us because we've already kind of like humanized each and every one of us, if that makes sense.
That's so true. It does.
So true.
Speaking to that sort of vulnerability piece, you know, how would you go about advising somebody who's from a background or a culture who is not used to being so vulnerable? How does one get started effectively in that vulnerability journey? Let's say, you know, everybody from England, for example, which is a culture that I'm so very familiar with because my parents are British. It's kind of like that sort of stiff upper lip, and you know, you kind of have your private life and your public life. And so just asking for a friend here, what would you say are kind of the ABCs of getting started in your authenticity journey and your vulnerability journey on that personal level as you share it with the world on the internet?
Well, the key word you said is journey. So it took me a long time. I'm going to be 45 this year, and I just started being comfortable being vulnerable just in the last 2 years. Growing up with a Hispanic mother, they just as much, just because they're very nurturing and very loving culture, they also do not like to air their dirty laundry. I mean, they are very private. To this day, my mom doesn't understand what I do, and she doesn't understand why I have to be so open about my life on social media. I mean, also it's a generational thing, but it's also a cultural thing. And
so how does one overcome that in your shoes? How did you get over that hurdle?
I was really uncomfortable being vulnerable too. And I don't know what it was, but I just started doing video, and then it took this one particular situation. So one of the presidents of a mortgage company that I'm friends with, he was talking about mental health. And I think May is Mental Health Awareness Month. I'm not sure. But he, you know, got on LinkedIn and he was talking about how we have to break the stigma of what it means to suffer from, you know, mental illness and how important it is to talk about mental health. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when he said that, I said, oh my gosh, you know what? If we want to break the stigma, then people like him have to get out, you know, who are public. People like me who are public on this platform, we have to be the ones to change the narrative. So I went ahead and took a big kind of risk and did a video on LinkedIn about how I myself have suffered from depression. And I was clinically depressed in college and actually attempted suicide. And, you know, and I talked about it, but I talked about it in a way where, yeah, that happened, but I'm not a victim to it. It doesn't dictate my life. It doesn't, I'm not, you know, labeled because of it. You know, that was a situation that I went through. And because of that, you know, I am who I am today, and I've learned to, you know, deal with things. And so I put it out there, and I was scared because I thought, okay, first of all, not only did I put it out there, but I put it out on a business platform. Well, I received such great feedback, and everyone was so positive, and everyone was like, you're so brave, and, you know, good for you for being so vulnerable, and, you know, we're so proud of you, and this is great. And so that right there, I realized, like, holy cow, like, people really want to see your vulnerability, and, you know, they're essentially celebrating it. They're not tearing me down because of it. They're celebrating it. And so that was a huge turning point for me. Yes, it was a very extreme turning point. I didn't tell my parents for the longest time because I was scared of what they were going to think. Because once again, like, why are you sharing that with the entire world? But it ended up being the best thing that I could have ever done.
That's such a powerful story, Raquel. And I really appreciate you sharing it. What I take from that is you share that with the motivation that it could help somebody that's watching it. Yes, it could resonate. You know, yes, you can build a relationship from that too, but you're helping people because maybe you saved somebody's life or changed somebody's life with being authentic.
Yes, and that's how I see it now with everything I do. You know, when I put something out, I think if I can inspire one person or encourage one person, or makes one person happy, or one person smile or laugh when they weren't feeling so great today, then I'm good. Then, like, you know, like, that makes me happy. And that's something that I'm really starting to realize with all of this, is being that, you know, everyone's kind of had to adapt to what's going on and realize that a lot of, you know, their businesses have to take this shift. I'm also realizing that I love to just help people. Like, I love to connect with people in a different level. And it's not so much about, oh, how can I help you with your social media? Or how can I help you with your brand? You know, I call my company True to You Branding because I want to help people just be true to who they are and then have that, you know, put out there as their brand.
Because giving people permission to be themselves, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, I'll pass your feedback on to my friend who's looking to put themselves out there more. Much appreciated.
Call me.
Raquel, you know, we're coming up at the end here, and we appreciate you just sharing your positivity, sharing your smile. And it was oddly enough that post that you mentioned there, that's how I first connected with you on LinkedIn. You know, and I genuinely appreciate all the positive energy and all the just the general awesomeness that you put out there on a consistent basis. And you know, if our viewers want to get a hold of you, what's the best way that they should reach out?
LinkedIn, they can email me. I mean, I don't know if you give out, you can give out my email, right, at the end?
Sure.
Yeah, we'll include that in our various posts as well.
Yeah, is LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and it's all my name.
Awesome. Raquel, thank you again so much for just an awesome interview and awesome chat.
Thank you
so
much.
Be well and be safe.
Thank you. You too.
We'll talk to you soon. Well, Dominic, really appreciated that conversation with Raquel. It really struck some personal notes with me and for an unnamed friend about coming out more vulnerable on social media and showing yourself. And the motivation for that, the deepest chord that has struck with me is being able to help people. If you can save lives or change lives by sharing your story, that makes it worth for you to push yourself out.
Exactly. You know, and the thing that I really like about Raquel is that she's a very powerful believer in, she's a strong believer in powerful narratives, and narratives are core to building a strong brand. So I think that's an important lesson for our viewers and listeners to take away, that in order to really strengthen their brands, they really need to tune into what it is that, what narratives, both from a personal and business perspective, are the ones that support that brand. The narratives are so key.
Mm-hmm. It was I think probably we talked for 20 minutes or so, but it just felt like 2 or 3 minutes for me. It felt like we just got the intro started, and it's like, well, that's about all the time we have for today. So I just kind of wish that we were able to continue talking with her more. Maybe we'll do a future episode with her and finish the conversation. But yeah, awesome stuff for her to leave us with. And we thank you for watching. You can check out our other podcasts on conversationsthatmatter.tv, or you can find our show. It's called Cybersecurity Matters on the Conversations That Matters YouTube channel, or you can listen to us wherever you normally listen to your podcasts. And we will see you next week.